Y'all can give him a hand clap. That's good. Thank you, Wayne. Today is blessed day. Everybody say blessed day. Then you really like it to say, everybody say pie day. All right. Today is blessed day, a day that we celebrate the blessings of God, and we choose to be a blessing. And if you brought items for the missionaries in about, 10, 15 minutes, we will explain that to you. So just hold on to it because we will have it orderly to make sure it all gets to the right place, and it's going to be fun. But just some extremely corny jokes this morning. So for Thanksgiving, just a little slide. We'd like to hire you to steal Thanksgiving. It's pretty lame. They're going to get better. Trust me. Go ahead to the next one. All right. Dude, I have tons of online followers, and they all want to have me over for dinner. Get it? They're turkeys. Head off. Eat. Get that, Shelly? All right. Okay. They're going to get better. Are y'all ready for this? Okay. What sound does a limping turkey make? Say, I give up. Wobble, wobble. Okay. Avia's my laughing crowd. She's the only one that joined it. Okay, the last one. Are y'all ready? This is the best of them all. Okay, what do you get when you cross a turkey with a centipede? Say, tell me. Drumsticks for everybody on Thanksgiving. 20 people laughed at that one, so that was good. Trust me, I'm done. I'm totally. Cynthia, was that good? Yeah, Cynthia liked it. Cynthia likes it. Those were good jokes. Y'all just stared at me, and Robin, my daughter-in-law, she just shook her head like so lame. So I read this to you last year. I think it's so appropriate to read it to you again. It's up there on the slide in just a moment. But this is what it says. If you have food in your refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, a place to sleep at night, you are richer than 75% of people around the world. That's amazing. If you have money in the bank, your wallet, and some spare change, you are among the top 8% of the most wealthy in the world. Y'all are rich people. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are blessed more than 1 million people who will not survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger of battle or the agony of imprisonment or torture or the horrible pains of starvation, you are luckier than 500 million people that are suffering right now. If you can read the message that is on the screen, you are more fortunate than 3 billion people who cannot read. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, I am blessed. Now I want you to turn back to him and say, no, hear me. No, really, I am blessed. Now, hear me when I say this. That was not an exercise in some type of positive thinking, you know, like the old choo-choo train in the kid's story, I think I can. That was not an exercise in some positive thinking routine. I want you to grasp this morning that you truly are blessed. In what we just read, you are richer than the majority of people around the world. You are so blessed. I know if you've been watching the TV for any length of time in the news, the politics in the United States are so crazy now. But we still live in the most prosperous free nation in the world. Millions of people are fighting to come here because of what we have. What am I saying by that? We are so blessed. We should be reminded today to stop complaining and moaning about what we don't have, because we are a blessed people. people. Deuteronomy chapter 28, 6 says it this way: you will be blessed when you come in and you will be blessed when you go out. That is a promise from God. There was an elderly pastor that I knew many, many years ago. Every time I would see him, you'd say, "How you doing, WC?" And he said, "I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out." Every time I see him, I'll never forget who he is, and I will be reminded when he would walk through the door, "How you feeling today?" And he'd say, "I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out." He lived that promise. He lived it out. Now, there's a song we're going to sing it, and I'm going to lead you. Yeah, that got a better humor than my jokes. And so I want to read you the first and second stanza, and then we'll sing the chorus. Through the sunshine and the rain, even sorrow and pain, Jesus still is my comfort and guide. And his love comforts me, and his grace has set me free. And someday I shall stand by his side. I have shoes on my feet, I have plenty to eat, and a home in heaven by and by. Brothers and sisters on this earth, they are mine by my new birth, and we shall share it in that home beyond the sky. Anybody grow up on hymns? If you grew up on hymns, just raise your hand right there. All right, a lot of y'all. This is the chorus. It's up there. This is what it says. We're going to say it first. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Are y'all ready for my worship leader abilities? Y'all ready? Yeah, right. Come on. Y'all got to sing with me to drown me out. Ready? He goes something like this. He goes, I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Y'all were super quiet. I mean, I could hear myself. Y'all, you know, we got to do it again because that was just, I know, Paula. Because I could hear me terribly. All right. Robin's shaking her head. Are y'all ready? Thank you. Who said that? George, way to go. George, you have to sing like extra loud. Shammy Shelley, extra loud. Clarissa, where's Clarissa? There, extra loud. Y'all ready? Because I know I'm off key, of course. It's okay. It just happens. Clarissa says I'm fine, so that's good. Y'all ready to hear how it goes? It goes, I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. That was pretty good. Give yourself a hand clap. You will be blessed when you come in, and you will be blessed when you go out. Therefore, if we are blessed by God, God wants you to be a blessing. We are not blessed to rest in our blessings. We are blessed to be a blessing. Can I say that again? We are not blessed so that we can rest in our blessings. We are blessed so we can be a blessing. Proverbs chapter 11, 25 out of the New King James Version says it this way: a generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. But I'm going to read it now out of the Message because I think it clarifies it that much deeper. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. So let me recap here. You are blessed. If you are blessed, then God expects you to be a blessing to others. And the Bible says in Proverbs says, the one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. It kind of sounds like a New Testament verse in Galatians chapter 6, 7 that says, for whatever a man sows, he shall also reap. If we sow goodness, we will reap goodness. If we bless others, we will be abundantly blessed. I thought today and at this moment it would be very appropriate to just share a quick testimony of God's goodness and God's blessing. Emmanuel, would you come up here real quick? And his wife, Carolina, come on. Now, this guy got diagnosed with esophagus cancer. They had to take his esophagus and take his stomach from here to here, and he has been recuperating, and I'm just going to preface something. His wife told me as they were entering in that his doctors, and I'm not going to share all of this. I'm going to let you share it, but I want to set it up. His doctors, they meet with a board to discuss with all oncologists, is what you says, all the really bad stories, and talk about how we need to work on what is the best way to treat it. We meet for all the bad stories, and the oncologist before his surgery met all together to discuss his bad story. Now here's the story. Go ahead.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. How are you doing, church? My English is not the best. My first language is Spanish, so my translator is here, just in case that I don't explain myself very well. But it's a blessing to be here today in the morning, this morning, to share this testimony and also praise the Lord, give the thanks to you, all church, for your prayers, for support, to be there with us. What Pastor Lee was saying 2 days ago, we went to the doctor, my oncologist. So after the first thing that we are expecting is what is next, right? What happened after the surgery? I received chemo at the beginning, surgery, and what is next? So the normal standard is giving more chemo. So we were praying for that. Praise the Lord that he confirmed through the doctor that when we asked what is going to be the next thing, he said nothing. You should serve it. You should serve because I know, and I know that you know that I'm healed. Because God is our healer, right? He's a promise keeper, right? So, but now, through the science, they confirm it. And they said, we are saying that you are in remission, right? So, we praise the Lord for that. So I don't know if my wife wants to share something else.
Let me also say that he was supposed to come immediately out of surgery with a feeding tube that would be in there for 2 weeks. His wife got there for the doctors to show her how to handle the feeding tube, she noticed he didn't have a feeding tube, and she asked why, and they said never in the history of this surgery at that hospital had they ever not put a feeding tube after surgery. He did not need it.
There's a lot of things that we can share, but I don't want to take a lot of time. But the other thing that I want to say is about thank you, all church, for after surgery, we went home. I don't know what expect to eat, how to eat, because now what the pastor said, my stomach is here. So now I don't know what to say to my wife. I feel hurt my stomach, but no, he's not here.
I feel full.
I'm sorry.
I feel
not here. So we didn't know what to eat and how to handle all these. But all the support of you guys, all the church, came for 1 week, blessing us with food. So you don't know how blessed we feel at that moment receiving those little gifts. And I just want to encourage you guys that it doesn't matter the amount that we can share. It doesn't matter what we share. It's the time. When God put us on your heart to share that I'm blessed with those meals, you don't know what significant for us was at that moment. Amen. So this is the blessed time. Amen. This is Thanksgiving.
And he said it. We celebrated it. I just want to make sure everybody grasps. The oncologist met before the surgery to discuss his case because it was so rough. Then they met after his surgery to discuss his case again because they always do chemo after the surgery. And they're saying to him, no chemo is needed after the surgery at all. God is good. And so
it should be 12, actually.
What's that?
12 rounds of chemo.
Wow.
So I only got 4.
Amen.
4, and that's it. No radiation, no other immunotherapy, nothing, just chemo. And of course, the love.
I just want to say, let's never forget who lives in us. Mm. You know, because sometimes we have to see him in everything or we don't. And the one that lives in us is the Holy Spirit. And the proof is that the nurses told us that we were, the doctor was smiling. And it's sad to say that, but they had never seen him smile in 2 years. So it was actually crazy to say, but when she asked us, oh, well, were you joking around? We're like, we weren't joking. We were just talking about the feeding tube. But he was smiling. And the one who lives in us is the Holy Spirit, and he changes anybody's DNA. So the one that lived inside of him was the Holy is the Holy Spirit, and the only one that has been now inside of him was the doctor. So obviously he was confronted to his presence. So I just want to say, let's never forget who lives in us, and remember that that is going to change somebody else's life. So yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Just one second. I didn't plan on doing that. I want to pray for them, but I want to share just my two bits of my theology and what I believe. And I want you to be very clear on this. I do not believe that God gives people cancer. I believe we live in a broken world where broken things happen to people. And often we know in this world cancer is a product of a broken world. But we also know the word tells us that God will turn around what the enemy meant for bad for his glory if we let him. This man and this woman was in the hospital for 5 days, 7 days, and shared the gospel with every nurse, cleaning lady, every doctor that came into that place. I don't believe that God gave him cancer so he could go and witness in a hospital, but I believe a broken world, and unfortunately he got cancer, but he understood that he still had a mandate on his life to be light wherever he went, no matter the circumstance, and God used him to share light in a very dark place. Amen? Would you just stretch your hands out for towards them? Father, we are so thankful for this testimony, God. We are thankful that he doesn't have to go through any more chemo, God. And we are so thankful to declare that this cancer is gone from his body in the name of Jesus. And as Carolina spoke about, Father, we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us, residing in us, and we are reminded that you are a miracle working God. We bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Give him one more hand clap, folks. Thank you so much. I thought today was such an appropriate day to share that word that we are a blessed people. Today is blessed day. It is a day that we have the privilege of blessing those on the mission field in a few minutes. It is also a day that we get to sow seeds of goodness as an outreach to this community, and we'll bless people with a pie in a little bit. It is a day that we recognize and we celebrate the God of our blessings. So could you just bow your heads right now? Would you just take a minute, whatever you think in your mind, would you just, you don't have to do it out loud, would you just bless the Lord? Would you just thank him for all your blessings? Just take a minute. Father, cause us to be a people that never forget that we are blessed. Let us never be so guarded behind our nice houses that we forget that you've called us to bless others, God. That we get to go to bed in the comforts of our own room in a nice bed. Let us never forget that there are people that need your love, and that love is often flows through us. All around us, there are people that are hurting that need to know your love, God. Remind us to live that out, to be a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 said, let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interest of others. This text should embody our lifestyle. This scripture should be modeled in our daily lives. It is not good enough to simply feel love. We have to show it we have to express it. Love is not love until we give it away. And we should be giving it away every day. This is who we are as believers. This is who we are. This is the DNA of God. These are the characteristics of who God is. This is who God has called us to be. We are lovers of people. God has called us as a church, as Go Church, to be lovers of people. We want to live that out. But we also know the scripture in James chapter 2:20 that says, faith without works is what? Faith without works is dead. We as believers, we as Christians, we as Christians, to be ones that follow in the path of Jesus, are on a journey of modeling out the behaviors of Jesus, the one that the Holy Spirit indwells, and we learn to grow and emulate the values of Jesus. It is the very DNA of who God is. It is the characteristics of who God is. God is a God that loves. God is a God that blesses. And we are a people that learn to bless others. So right now, we're going to acknowledge something right now. Right now, I just want you to turn to your neighbor, and I want you to tell them three things that you are thankful for. Three things of why you are blessed today. Just turn to your neighbor right now. Share back and forth, one-on-one. Go for it. Seconds. All right. Are y'all ready? So we're going to start the blessings right now. The very first thing we have is the missionaries, so we're going to bless them. And let me give you some. I'll give you some instructions, but I also want to explain. I want us to bless their socks off. I mean, I want them to be blown away. What I hope this becomes, an annual tradition where we can, I think there are 13 missionaries that our district, our four-score district is Texas and four other states, and I think there are 13 missionaries that come out of our district. I hope next year we can be the facilitators of helping the other churches do what we do today and bless all the missionaries within our district. And I know the district office will partner with us. In fact, the district office was so excited about us doing this, was so excited about how much y'all have already done. They said, can we give $250 for whatever y'all want to do? And we said, yeah. So I was able to email the three families that we're blessing, and we said, hey, what can we get you? We just want to bless you. So not only do we have all of these items that we're going to bless, we bought them a larger gift that we're going to be sending and blessing to them too. If you weren't here last week and you said, hey, I didn't buy anything, if you want to sow money into the shipping process, you can. You can do that online under our giving and under missions, and we will use that fund. Or if you want to just hand some money to Paula, and she would get those to the missions, and we will pay for the shipping. The shipping should cost us, I don't know how much. It'll go to a place called Lot, Texas, and from Lot, Texas, it'll be shipped to Belize. It's just a cheaper way of doing it. If you ship something in the U.S. mail to Belize, a box about that size costs about $100 US, and so that'd be crazy expensive. So we're going to ship it a different way. It's a little bit cheaper, but I hope we add to this every year. I hope they get so blessed. I think I told you last week that one of the missionary families said they've never got a care package from the United States. I was shocked by that. When Robin and I and our kids were in Belize, one of the most exciting things that happened is when we got a care package in the mail. We got to open it up and see what someone had thought about it and blessed us. wrote notes. If you wrote notes, just stick them in the bags. So this is what we're going to do. Hopefully you brought your little tags, or at least you know what the tags were. Each tag had a name as well as a color. And so the color represents the different families and the different individuals. Debbie is a young lady. I think she's 15 or 16. She has a young child, and she's one of the Yasha girls. And she made a list. And so if you have these purple, I think you'll just bring it up. And we've spaced these bags out farther, because if there are more than enough and some of the bags have larger items, you just pile it around, make sure it doesn't get too close to the other, so we can make sure it goes to the right person. And so the colors mean something. The colors, you got items with colors, make sure you get it to the right color. Would you come and be a blessing right now? Thank you, Jesus. Melissa, I hope you're getting some pictures. Isn't this fun? Thank you, God. Holy God. Woohoo! This is awesome, guys. Hilda or Melissa, one of y'all, would y'all mind just getting a short video just of, so we can just celebrate and people can celebrate with us. We're going to pray over this just a second. We're going to bless her socks off. They got socks, some of them. One thing I wanted to say, Barry, and I see that you did it well. We don't want to bless them with our leftovers. We want to bless them with our best. Amen. They deserve our best. These are families who have given up being close to their own families to go and sow seeds of the gospel in a different land. There are dark seasons and there are wonderful seasons. There's struggles that we will never imagine living in the United States of America. And if you think church politics is rough in the United States of America and the churches that you attend, just go to another country and see how church politics are. It can be really tough. And during this season, we just want to blow them away. Would you just stretch your hands out toward these items? Father, we bless these families. We bless Elizabeth and the Yasha home and the girls that she takes care of, God. And Father, we pray for those girls that they would be so blown away that there was a people in Katy, Texas that would love them enough to get things that they wanted, God. And Father, not give them our used stuff, but we would give them our best because they are loved by us, God. And Father, when they open these boxes, may they be showered with your blessings and may they know your love, God. We pray that it would be a blessing to Elizabeth, God. We pray for Amy and Harrison and their three children. We pray that, God, they would be so blown away, God. Father, we thank you for Kudzai and Tanya and little Grayson, God. We pray that they would be so blessed by this, God. Father, thank you that we are walking it out today. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a word to you. Yeah, you can give the Lord a hand clap. Pretty cool. Just for you to know, one of the things Pastor Kudzai asked for was some type of tablet so he could preach from, and someone blessed with a tablet. So we'll be sending that as well. So just awesome, awesome blessing. Thank you so much. We're going to be bagging this up. If you if you talk to anybody that missed today and bought stuff and didn't get it to us, we're going to be packaging this up on Tuesday, probably getting it ready to be mailed on Wednesday, and we're planning on sending it on Friday. So if there are things that are still coming, we need to get it by Tuesday morning probably. And so Tuesday in the afternoon, we're going to go through all of this and make sure that we have everything they asked for and get it out there. And so pretty cool. Number two, being a blessing. The second thing we want to do is talk just a tad about our building fund. So our ushers are coming around and passing these envelopes out. They're only going to give you one per family. They're really more of a point of contact than at this point you need to put anything in them. But our building fund is coming along. We should be in it in January. It's on Katie Hockley and Clay Road. To build that place out will cost us about $150,000. And we as a church need to raise $50,000. And at this point, we've raised $1,600. So we have some funds to raise. What I want you to do, I want you to take this home. And I ask that this would be a point of contact. And I would ask that you would just pray, God, not your tithe. I don't want you to say, hey, I'm not going to tithe this month. I'm just going to give it to the building fund. The building fund is above the tithe. I don't want you to supplant the building fund for the tithe, because that doesn't help the church at all. But I want you just to pray about it. There may be someone in this room that could give $5,000 or $10,000. There may be someone in this room that could give $1,000. Maybe $500. Maybe you say, man, I want to give $1,000, but I can't do that in 1 week. But I could over the course of 2 months or 3 months or 4 months, then just write that down. Next week, I'd ask that you would turn this in. Doesn't have to have any money in it. And you would just turn it in and say, man, I feel the Lord wants me to give. I'm just picking a number out of my head. But I feel the Lord wants me to give $1,000, and I will do it in 5 increments. Or also, you could put a check or cash in this if you wanted to and turn it in. Next week, if you just turn it in, kind of so we would know kind of what we're up against and where we're at in our financial journey, it doesn't mean you have to give it next week. Or you could always go online. Jody, I didn't ask you to do this, but if you could pull up the giving right there. You go online at Go Church Texas. On the very front page, there's a button called Give. When you go to Give, it has the tithe. If you scroll down, about 2 down, there is missions. Let me correct that. Go give the missions, and we'll sow it to Belize. But it says building fund. You sow into the building fund, and we know exactly what it's for, and that's there. So pray about that. This building is not the church, but it is a huge tool for us to be the kingdom of God in Katy, Texas. And it must be a collaborative endeavor. It must be an effort that all of us, we want everybody to own the vision of Go Church. And owning the vision, yes, it comes at a cost and a financial cost. So pray about it. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, would you give? Can we pray over that? Father, we ask that you would bless our efforts in the building. We believe what we're doing is led by you. We believe this location is led by you. Father, it's in a location that is exploding in growth, and we intend to reach those people for the kingdom of God with the Holy Spirit's guidance and direction, God. So, Father, would we raise the $50,000 that we need to finish out the building process, God? Father, we want this to be an awesome, amazing tool. We want when people walk in the door, they are blown away by your goodness. And they feel your presence in the place. Father, may we finish it out and get over there in Jesus' name. Amen. Number 3, everybody say Pi Day. In just a moment, we're going to give away 2 pies. One of those pies we have... we have apple pies and pumpkin pies. Did I say it right? Pumpkin pies? I say pumpkin with an N, pumpkin. And so I have to do it slow. And so we have apple pies and pumpkin pies. And in just a moment, the ushers are going to pass those out. Couple of things. If you like apple and you want to go bless someone with a pumpkin pie, you just go right ahead. If you want to keep your pumpkin pie and go bless someone with an apple pie, it's your choice to choose. Hopefully all of you will get one of each. We have more apple than we do pumpkin, or reverse, and so some of y'all may get two. That's okay. You get to keep one. You go out and be a blessing. Also, some of these bottoms came to us kind of deteriorated. The pie itself's in perfect shape. I think y'all know to do this, but I want to say it anyway. You keep that one and go bless the good one to someone else. We always want to give them our best. And so it doesn't disrupt the pie at all. The pie's in there is perfectly good for you. Just the outside is a little bit damaged. I think there's only 4 or 5 of them like that. And I think we pulled as many of those as we can. When our ushers come forward, and what we want to do, we want to give every family 2 pies. Every family 20 and older. Now, if you are 19 years old and you are a single person, you are an adult. And if we have leftovers, man, we want you to take 2 pies home. And if you're a single person in here, you're a family. And so we're going to give you two pies. If you're a family of six, you're a family. We're going to give you two pies. And if we have any leftovers and you said, man, I have a neighbor, I'd like to bless one, we'll do that. But hopefully we won't have any leftovers. So. Now, as they're passing these out, let me just explain something. Everything. Let me explain what we do. Everything we do as a church, we try to think outreach-minded. We want to make sure as a church that we are not so internally focused that we forget that there is a lost world in Katy, Texas that desperately needs Jesus. So we always think, how can we reach out while we're blessing our people? How can we reach out? That's the thought process of Pi Day. That's the thought process of what we will do at Christmas time. We will do something where we'll give everybody two of something, one to keep and one to go and bless. So this is what I want you to do. I want you, it could be your next door neighbor. It could be the waitress that feeds you after Sunday service if you're going to go eat. It could be a relative. Please don't let this sit on your kitchen cabinet for more than a day. We want it to be fresh because we want to give them our best. And we want you to go and give them to them. I'm going to take this back from you, Rick, okay? Hey, Rick, man, I just want to tell you, my church, Go Church, we just had a service today. We called it Blessed Day. And they gave me two pies. They wanted me to keep one for Thanksgiving, and they wanted me to go and bless somebody. I just thought of you, and I just wanted to bless you with this pie. God loves you. Be blessed by it. Go and give somebody a pie. Tell them just 1 minute worth of the story, and just sow a seed. It has our website in there. It kind of shares that on the pie itself, but just go and bless someone. Everybody can do that. All right. As many, I think those are more the damaged ones, so if we don't have to. But if we need to, they're there. And ushers, if we have a couple of pies left over, we definitely want the janitors that are outside and the nursery. Yeah. Yeah, we have. Robin, why don't you go ahead and grab those for the nurseries if you could? We have a few on the floor here. I think we're almost done with it. I think we got almost. We bought for 55 families, so. All right. Man, that's almost perfect, guys. It may be perfect. Awesome. So let me tell you what our heart as a church is. We want to love God. We want to love people, right? Jody, can you put that up there? We want to love God. We want to love people. We want to reach people. And we want to disciple people. That's who we are. We want to constantly be reminded that we are a church that reaches out and loves people and find ways to do that. Could we pray over these pies now? Hilda and Melissa, before some of these people leave here, if you could just grab them and have them hold their pie so we can shoot that out there, and because the world needs to know what happens, right? I got to put everything on Instagram and Facebook. Can we pray over these pies that the Holy Spirit would go with them and they would touch people and bless people? Maybe you are going to give it to the most hardened person. Maybe the church has been horrific to them and they see the church in a very ugly light. Could this not be the seed to begin to break that hardness, to be exposed to the true love of Jesus Christ? Because oftentimes they say when people come to the Lord, it takes 7 touches before someone comes to know Jesus. 7 touches. Could this be touch number 1? Maybe it's touch number 7. and you get the privilege in leading them to Jesus. We just want to make sure that we're always outreach minded. Father, our goal as a church is to love you first. And Father, because we love you first and because we want to follow in your values and who you are, Father, you love people, so we want to love people. And by loving people, we reach people for your goodness and your kingdom, God. And when we reach them, we disciple people because that's what you've called us to do in the Great Commission. We raise them up beyond just a mere salvation experience, and we raise them up to be mighty leaders in your kingdom to do amazing things to reach out to other people. Father, these pies are going to people working in restaurants, our neighbors, our relatives. Father, would you bless them as they go? Would you give the people giving it the words to speak? Father, may the person receiving it be so blessed. Maybe it's a hardened soul that this begins to break the walls of their pain. Maybe it's the seed that prepares them to receive you as Lord and Savior God. We pray that this would be a blessing to our community, Father. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, yes, you can give the Lord a hand clap for that. We're almost done. Proverbs 11:25-31 speaks about the one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. This is a season of thanksgiving, and it becomes a joy for us to go out and bless others. It reminds us all to count our blessings. Anybody wake up on the wrong side of the bed where you just grumble and complain? Today is a day that we are reminded of how blessed we are, that we get to bless people because we are so blessed. When Robin and I are, when I buy something for Robin, just let you a little bit know about me. I bought something for Robin a few months ago, and I was going to keep it a month until I was going to hold it for her birthday. But I'm like, Robin, I think you really need to see what I bought you. And I couldn't hold it. So like 2 days after I got it, I finally just gave it. I didn't wrap it. I'm just so excited about giving it to you because it was so much fun to go and bless people. It is so much fun to go and bless my wife. It is a joy for us as a church to go and bless missionaries and go and bless people in our community. Me and the kids and Robin in Belize, I thought of we would do a human experiment. And there was this restaurant called Ice House. It's mostly a smoothie place. And I went to, and the owner is a Taiwanese guy. He speaks very broken English. And I gave him $50. And I said, hey, we're going to go stand in the corner. Sit in the corner and drink our smoothies. And as people come and order smoothies, I don't want you to tell them who gave them, but I want you just to say, hey, it's on the house. We want to bless you today. Somebody paid for it, and just be blessed. And so we're going to stand on there as a human experiment and just get the joy of watching people blessed. So the first three people came, and they ordered smoothies, and they paid for their smoothies, and they left. And I went to the guy, and I'm like, hey, you were supposed to use my money to give them. He goes, oh, I didn't understand. And he says, I didn't understand. Now I understand. Okay, I got it. So the next person comes, and he orders a smoothie, and he looks, and he says, hey, it's free. He said, that family over there, they gave it to him. So I want you to go and tell them thank you right now. So this college kid walks over. Thank you. Okay, so I had to go back to him and like, no, we don't want any recognition. We just want to see the joy and the reaction on their faces. Oh, I got it. By that time, we were pretty much out of money. And so he said, we'll have to do it again. And we never did it again. But it was just part of the joy of watching us bless. 2 weeks ago, me and a team was in Belize. And we get to take the girls from Marla's, the children's home. We get to take 15 of the 22 girls out of the home. You know, they eat well, but they're always at the home. They go to church or school, but they're always there. So I said, man, can we take them to a restaurant and just bless them? So I got to go and sit at a table with my team with 15 girls and just get them out of the confounds of their home. And we got to goof off with them and love them. And George played some music for them. And we just got to bless them. Man, they might have got blessed with some good tacos, but I got far more blessed than that. Because it's good for us to bless people. Why do I tell you these stories? Because we are a church that's called to go. And one way we go is we bless people. The Bible speaks that love covers a multitude of sins. And one of the ways that we begin to break down the walls of hardness in people's lives in America, sharing the gospel is harder than it's ever been before. We break those walls down when we love them, when we're authentic, when they know we're real, when they know we're not perfect, and when we walk it out in front of them and love Jesus through the process. And we love people and we bless them in Jesus' name. I tell you these stories to say this week, go out and be a blessing. Find ways to bless your family this week. Find ways to bless a stranger this week. Don't leave the pie on the kitchen cabinet. Find someone today or tomorrow to bless. And make blessings the DNA of your life. God designed you to serve people. God designed us to bless others. We are not blessed to rest in our blessings. We are blessed to go out and be a blessing. Would you stand with me this morning? Now, I want to pray with you this morning. I'm going to ask you just a couple of things. If you'd just bow your heads real quick. And I think I know the answer to hopefully 100% of you, but man, if you are just excited about going out and blessing the pie with someone, and you just want to be a blessing to your community, would you just lift your hand and say, man, God, use me. Thank you. I think we all here want to be a blessing to others. You can put your hand down. If you're here and, boy, it's a week of Thanksgiving, but you're hurting. Boy, you need to feel God's love right now. If that's you, would you just lift your hand real quick? You don't have to keep it up. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We want to pray for you. And lastly, maybe perhaps you don't know an understanding or have an understanding of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Maybe you understand who God is and who Jesus is, but he's not in a relationship with you. Perhaps you made a decision when you were 5 years old or 10 years old or maybe 35 years old, but you know you're not in the place that God wants you to be. And today you're saying, man, I want to come home to Jesus. If that's you, would you just lift your hand? We'd like to pray for you. Anybody? Thank you. Thank you. Let me pray. Father, everybody in this room raised their hand because they want to be a blessing. And Father, we've been a blessing today. We get the privilege of blessing some of your soldiers in the mission field. I ask that in return you'd bless every person here. And Father, they all have pies to go and bless someone. I ask that you would speak to their hearts about a specific person they are supposed to bless. And they would be a blessing. And it would be a seed to the gospel, God. And Father, may today be an ongoing process for the days and weeks and months to come that we are people who bless and love people. We love people to you, God. And Father, if there's a person in here that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, may they come to know you. And may we see them discipled to grow up to be strong believers in you, to walk it out. Father, we thank you for that, God. We bless you, and God, we say all our blessings come from you, and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody say, blessed day. Pi Day. God bless you. Have a great week.